Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We really appreciate it. A couple big announcements. First of all, there's more money coming up in the world. 8 a.m. today.
In the world.
Well, in your world.
We are the world.
We are the children. We are the what? Never mind. 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 p.m. Those are the five chances that you have to win some money. Also, I just got a push notification from our Big 8 mobile app, which if you haven't downloaded it, you can get for free at the App Store or the Google Play Store. Concert announcement, .! And all spelled correctly.
Which is huge for me.
Good job, Justin.
Congratulations, Justin.
Every time I have to send a push notification, I think to myself, oh man, how am I going to screw this one up?
Yeah.
No, you nailed it.
Open to see what Big Ape artist is... Oh, I just lost it.
Oh, yeah.
Open to see what Big Ape artist is coming to town or something?
It's coming to Florida.
Oh, because no one ever comes to Jacksonville. That's true. All right, good. And then I open it up and I see, oh, wow, get out. No kidding.
What?
I can hear the station. And then now I know what artist is coming to Jacksonville. And apparently we have some tickets, or coming to Florida, rather. And we have some tickets to give away. So we'll do that here in just a minute. So tickets to this artist that you can find out about on our Big 8 mobile app, and money to pay your bit, like your cell phone bill. Hey, speaking of cell phones, by the way, Megan is dating like a 90-year-old guy.
Okay.
I had no idea. I thought her boyfriend was a lot younger than that. But apparently he wants to get rid of his cell phone and just use his landline.
He wants to get a landline in our
house. Oh, he doesn't even have one?
Still have a landline?
No, we live together. You know, we do not have a landline.
So why does he want to get rid of his cell phone and only use a landline?
I don't know. He says he's just sick of everything. Like, he hates that he, like, has a habit of looking at it. He hates, like social media. He hates everybody who's, like...
I get that, but I also hate talking on the phone more than all of that.
Yeah, so why would you want a landline? Why not just get rid of your cell phone, then?
But because people can't text
But how are you going to talk to him? Yeah, like, how would I...
I don't want to talk to him.
See, I feel like...
I'll text you. Megan, ask your boyfriend this.
We're constantly texting, like, all day long. And, like, I like being able to talk to him.
Right.
Like, I told him, I was like, I don't want him to do that because I like being able to talk to you. That's not a bad thing. See ya.
Yeah, do you think that you texting him all day long is the reason he now wants to get rid of his cell phone?
No, because he's texting me just as much. It's not like I'm, like, blowing him up.
Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't respond, I just won't say anything because obviously he's busy. But he says that he thinks I'll appreciate him more if he comes home from work and then we haven't been talking all day. He's like, because we've already said everything that we've talked like throughout the day. So, like, usually when people in the olden days came home, like, he would come home and he would, like, tell me about his day.
Right.
And, you know, but, like, now we don't do that because, like, he already know about his day.
Also, you work together, so you know how his day is because you hear him yelling down the hall.
Well, I know
how his day is, too.
We have different hours, so, like, we really aren't around each other all day long.
So he wants to get rid of his cell phone and bring back the landline so that he at least has a phone line to give out when he's, you know, at Walgreens and forgets his card and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, like, it'll be, like, that's why I was like, how do I get a hold of you, like, in emergencies situations? He's like, call my office phone.
Yeah,
like, at work.
Phone, yeah.
Or like, I'm like, well, I don't know. What if, like, something's wrong? Like, what if one day when we have kids, like, I need to get a hold of you? He's like, well, when we had kids, I'll get a cell phone back.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You're having kids now?
Not yet. One day.
Are you getting married, too, or just having kids and a cell phone?
Come.
Kids and a cell phone.
I'm going to get pregnant at first, so he'll get his cell phone again.
You should tell him. You should be like, I think it's great. Get rid of your cell phone and use the money to buy me a freaking ring.
I would have a landline, but only if people could text the landline. Like, I hate talking on the phone. I'd rather just text.
Well, you know what, Justin? They have those. They're called cell phones.
No way. There you go.
Text the landline. Like, well, a cell phone that you can't take
with
you.
Yeah. All right, so we have a landline because when we went to Comcast or whatever, they sold us the triple play.
Right, we have that too, but we just don't have the phone.
We don't have the phone, right? So what happens is sometimes people, I don't even really know the number, but sometimes people will call it and we'll be watching TV. So, it comes up on the TV.
Yeah.
So we'll be watching TV and the little phone icon will come up and it'll say, call from 529. And I go, oh, I wonder who that is. too bad I don't have a phone to pick it up and check it out. So these people are calling. It's ringing. I'm like, I wonder if I could just answer through my TV.
It's probably just a telemarketer anyways.
No, I guarantee it's nobody calls me.
Right.
340-9595. Is there anyone out there who has no cell phone and a landline? If so, call Megan and tell her how horrible it is. Also, I really feel like he doesn't like texting you anymore.
No, and he's just trying to come up with it. That's not true.
Okay. Maybe he's like, he's in his office going, got another picture of Cooper?
No, that's the only thing he likes.
I want a landline. Are there other things that he wants to give up too? Like, does he want to start sleeping on, you know, straw in the barn, or is he okay living in an apartment?
No, I think he just gets like annoyed with everything, like as far as like social media, and he gets annoyed with me that I'm always like looking at Instagram instead of like focusing.
I get annoyed with you as well. I can see that.
So like, if him and I are having a conversation and I'll like look at my phone, he'll get so mad because he's just like, I'm literally talking to you, and you like can't. And so like, I understand where he's coming from. I totally do, because it's like a habit at this point. Like, everyone is so used.
You do Instagram at like the most inopportune times, like when we're on the air.
No.
I was sitting going, so Megan, what's up? I'm sorry, what? Sorry, I was watching Jenny and Teets. I don't know.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
But no, I get what he's saying, but that just because he gets rid of his cell phone doesn't mean I'm going to stop looking at mine. Like, this doesn't make sense, but I don't know what he's thinking.
No, really, if he's annoyed with you looking at your cell phone, he should keep his and get rid of yours.
Like,
yeah, he wants to like put my phone in one of those lockbox things.
Three, disable it while you're driving. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Ashley.
Ashley, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to say, getting a landline is probably the worst idea because there's no do not disturb button at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
That is true,
That is true.
It's telemarketers who don't have a sense of time or robocalls. So it's virtually useless nowadays. Plus, if, say, for instance, your cable goes out, your phone goes out, you have no way of communicating.
Right, but I think that's what he's interested in. That he doesn't want to communicate with people anymore. He's also probably.
And what if you need something at the store? You have no way of telling that other person because they don't have a cell phone.
No, in that case,
like, his point is that it used to be like that, so he like wants it to be like that again.
He wants
to
go back to like Little House on the Prairie. He's like, oh, I forgot something at the store. Let me go get the horse and buggy.
I mean, also, he was born in 1990, so what is he used to? Nothing. He's always had a phone around.
Everybody's always had a phone.
Right.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. When I was born, the phones, not only were there no cell phones, but the phones had a big circle dial on it.
Yeah.
And you had to go,
My grandma had one of those.
Did you ever, like, your first phone was a touch tone, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Did you ever have the phone that was a touch tone, but it still made the pulses? So you'd hit like 9 and it would still go.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember.
Did you have a cordless landline phone?
That was my first phone.
I had my own phone and it was like purple, but like the see-through one.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. And it was cordless?
Yeah.
And did it have the really long antenna?
It was like a VTech or something.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all.
It was like,
Justin just was born yesterday.
They had those like clear ones that they're clear, but like a color.
I know what you're talking about.
I think it was born with a cell phone.
Like, yeah, Justin was born.
Yeah, it just came right out with the cell phone.
Doctor's like, all right, I see a head and I see something attached. Oh, it's a cell phone. Oh, he's on the phone. That's weird.
He's texting already.
Talking to. Hey, Latonda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What do you want to say about getting the landline and ditching the cell phone?
Well, back in my day, you guys were talking about your different phones growing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our phone was a landline, but it was a party line. So you had to pick it up and make sure no one else was on the phone because you shared it with maybe 3 or 4 other people.
Like in your family, you mean?
Yeah, like other families.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood. So
wait, what?
That no one else was also listening to your conversation.
Oh, I didn't know that. You had to share a one phone line with several people in your neighborhood?
Yes.
How does that even
oh my
work?
God, that's crazy. I'd have never heard of that.
Oh, yes. Well, I lived in Ohio out in the country.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you picked it up, make sure no one else was on the line. And you couldn't stay on very long, or they would tell you, hey, I need to use the phone, you know.
So you'd be talking on the phone, and some random person you didn't know would jump on and be like, hey, I need to use the phone, get off?
Yes.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
That is creepy.
That reminds me of like the really old school phones when you had an operator and, you know, like on Andy Griffith, they just pick it up and go, hey, can you connect me to 42, 49, oh, yeah. 3? All right, thanks.
No, we didn't have that.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's similar though.
Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate
That's crazy. That and is. You could never have like an actual private conversation because even if somebody, you know, somebody could pick up the phone and be listening but not say anything.
Oh my God, I would love for your boyfriend to have a party line because he would just be cussing on it all the time. No, you get off the friggin' phone. I'm not getting off the friggin' phone. You get off the friggin' phone. I'll come down there and get you off the friggin' phone.
That's not how he sounds at
That's
all.
Exactly. That's like the best impression of him.
He would not do that.
Ever done, ever. 340-9595. Megan, did you ever have a pager?
No, I didn't. My mom wouldn't buy me one. I was too young. Like, I don't know. I wanted it, and it was like I was 13 in middle school.
When
or
were
no,
you born?
When middle school is like, what, you 11, 12?
I mean, it depends on how dumb you are. It could, for some people, it's 16.
Okay, well, I was on track.
some people drive to middle school, Megan. All right, so you were 11 or 12, and you wanted a pager.
Yeah, because everybody had one
in,
like, eighth grade. Like, all the cool kids had one, so I really wanted one, but my mom didn't get me one. She was like, you don't need that.
Like, I had a pager for work, because I was working then, and it was alphanumeric. So you could, like, page people, like, little messages and things.
Yeah. That's what it was.
It was, like, an early form of text messaging, but then you couldn't write back. You still had to call.
You do, like, 143, like, I love you or something, right?
I never got that one.
Sorry, Mark.
Oh, that's all right.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.